your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this Thursday, January 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. Clayton up in Pickford, he sent me a screenshot of his order. He just purchased the red vinyl record that he is going to play on his grandparents' old record player. He said, I inherited it when they passed. So he ordered the vinyl record. I just bought the CD. It's an autographed CD. I just bought it. John texted me. He wants the link. Also, Phyllis. I sent it to Phyllis. Downstate, Mark Farner. M-A-R-K Farner. F-A-R-N-E-R. .com. You click on that link and it's right there. Shows Patriot Mark jamming, man. He's playing the guitar and singing. He's yelling out in that microphone. Mark Farner's new studio album, Closer to My Home, is officially released. And I'm going to wrap up this other story real quick that I was following in Lansing here in this segment. But the last segment of this show today, when we come back, I'm going to have it pulled up, his song, Real. He read the words to us there in the interview. I'm going to play the song for you. This is him jamming with his band in the studio, playing the song Real in 4-3-2 scale. And I'll have that queued up for you here in the final last segment of this half hour. So excited. I'm going to send him a link to that podcast and greatly appreciate him coming on the show. We're going to have him on more often. And like I said, I got so many things lined up. I got a text message from William Hamilton down in Lapeer County. He said, man, I would love to get him to be a speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner. So I'm going to talk to him and see what he charges for that, if he'd be willing to drive down to Lapeer. He's from originally born and raised in Flint, Michigan. So I know he knows where Lapeer is. Absolutely. So we're excited. We're going to get back to this story in Lansing, and then I'll play this song for you when we come back from the break. Real. Mark Farner's new album, Closer to My Home. MarkFarner.com is the website. Talked about the Michigan Supreme Court and how they ruled that the Republicans did some unconstitutional things back in 2018. They adopted, then amended, two ballot initiatives. One had to do with minimum wage. The other had to do with paid sick time. These groups went out and got the signatures, wanted it on the ballot for November of 2018. They thought it was liberal, progressive ideas, agenda items that would get out the vote for the Democrats to make sure Gretchen Whitmer won governorship, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, and that they could try to do better in the House and the Senate that year because it was a midterm non-presidential election. They wanted it on the ballot. Well, the Republicans screwed up. They adopted the resolutions, taking them off the ballot, but then by amending them in the same session, the Michigan Supreme Court said, no, you can't do it that way. But as the Supreme Court, in reviewing this case, we are going to change the laws that you attempted to change And we're going to tell you, in our opinion, this is what businesses in the state of Michigan, employers, must do in the state of Michigan beginning February 21st of 2025. Well, what the very liberal, progressive Michigan Supreme Court came up with was things that was going to basically kill small businesses here in the state of Michigan. State representatives, both Republican and Democrats, state senators, both Republican and Democrats, immediately heard from small business owners and said, dude, if you do this, we're done. Number one, if we're a restaurant, I'm going to have to cut my wait staff in half. What wait staff I do keep, my best waiters, waitresses, they're going to have to do double work because they are going to have to service my entire restaurant with half of the wait staff because I can't afford to pay that higher minimum wage. I expect customers to get good customer service, and then they tip out of the kindness of their hearts how much money they want to tip the waitresses, the waiters. You force us to pay a higher minimum wage and slowly phase out the tip wages, we can't stay in business. You are screwing with the natural order of things that we have been operating our industry for decades. The general public is trained to do it. Even with the higher prices due to Biden inflation, supply chain issues, the cost to go out to dinner now used to be anywhere from 10 to 12, maybe 15 bucks a person. Vicky and I wanted to go out and have a meal. It was 25, 30 bucks. Whatever. You go to a more expensive restaurant, you have a higher end menu, it might be 50, 60, 70 bucks. 25 to 35 bucks a person. Now it's 20 bucks to go to the local restaurant just to have breakfast. Four poached eggs in a bowl, my dipping eggs, with two orders of crisp bacon and a side of dry wheat toast and coffee, 20 bucks. 40 bucks for breakfast. 40 bucks for lunch. Well, you know what? It's not the waitress's fault that Biden economics and food chain problems have caused prices to go up in restaurants. I don't take it out on the waitress. I still give them, on a $40 bill, I give them 10 bucks. I tip 25%. That's just something I do because I want to be generous with the wait staff. I appreciate them doing what they do. 20% is 48 bucks on a $40 tab. But you know what? If they're making more money, 15 bucks an hour, instead of the lower minimum wage they're getting now, I'm not going to tip 25%. If the employer is going to be forced to pay them more hourly, I'm not going to tip them 25% when they're making 15 bucks an hour. Not going to happen. I might drop it down to 10%. Well, guess what? Waiters, wait staff in Michigan pay their bills with their tips. That minimum wage is irrelevant to them. They don't care about the minimum wage. They care about the tips. Government getting involved in this industry is going to screw it up. And they don't get that. They are too stupid to understand the common man, the common woman, the way we operate with limited number of dollars. We want to, instead of eating at home to save money, we're going to splurge and have a nice night out and have a meal out of the home. No dishes to wash, no kitchen to clean. Sorry, Mr. Snoop, you don't get to lick the plates, buddy, because we're not going to be home. We'll come home and feed you, but we're eating out. Well, guess what? It's about to be destroyed in Michigan. So as a result, Democrats in the Senate are reaching out to the new Republican majority in the House, and they're going to try to fix this. Can they do it before February 21st? Can they get immediate effect in both the House and the Senate? Can they get it sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer where she'll sign it immediately and say, whoa, 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 Michigan Supreme Court, you overreached. You are not legislative bodies. You cannot change laws. All you can do is determine whether our laws are constitutional or unconstitutional, which they did not do. They overreached. So, as a result, a lot of time is going to be spent negotiating, public hearings, public feedback, probably get the feedback from the Michigan Restaurant Bar and Restaurant Association, small business owners, and they're going to have to work this out. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. Now, there are so many components in this, but this is basically what they're doing, what they're hearing. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. One in five restaurants are probably going to close if we don't get a solution to these issues, especially pertaining to the tip wage law. Quote, so I'm wondering where the Senate Democrats were last month with this plan. We were at the table. We were ready to roll. Right now, as we go in, we're a month away from the devastating effects on our industries across Michigan, and that's wrong. Today, I'm happy that they finally showed up. State Representatives John Roth and DeBoyer put in their request for the first two bills of the 103rd Michigan House Legislature. Restoration of the tip wage credit law and the Earned Sick Time Act. The sick leave legislation changes the definition of a small business to be limited down to 25 employees. Have to provide paid sick leave based on 40 hours of work from their full-time employees. They're going to negotiate on exactly how many hours of paid sick leave they will be entitled to. It will not apply to part-time employment. So far, based on the way it's written right now. When we get back, I'm going to have queued up Mark Farner's number one track, Real, from his new album, Closer to My Home, markfarner.com. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The memories, Michigan State University, Billy Joel, Mama Leone, the piano man. Mark Farner's reel from his new album, Closer to My Home, markfarner.com. Got it queued up for you right here. He read the lyrics to us, but this is the actual song itself. Going to play it for you right now.
When you talk about the new world order, I get so doggone mad. It means giving up everything we ever had, y'all. We used to have freedom, Lord, and liberty. Yeah. Now we just have taxes and a state of poverty. Because I'm real, I tell you how I feel. And when I speak to the common man, I'm calling out danger. Free. And I raise up my rifle
is a two-legged walking man.
There you go. The new song, track one of Mark Farner's new album, Closer to My Home. That was the number one track, Rio. I apologize. The audio screwed up at the beginning. If you would like the YouTube video with the lyrics to that song, text me Rio. Text me Rio, R-E-A-L. And I will send you the link to that video. You'll be able to watch it. He's got some great photos on it, and you will be able to read the lyrics along with it. So just text me Real, and I'll send you the link to that YouTube video. Greatly appreciate Mark coming on the show. We're going to have him on the show on a regular basis, subject to his schedule. It's crazy busy with concerts and different things. But we will definitely be able to have him on the show this year, because we're going to do a lot of information about fun events, parties, concerts, get-togethers. Hope that Mark can be a part of a couple of them, especially the Fun Shoot Pig Roast that we're going to do in Antrim County on August 23rd in Central Lake, Michigan. We have an outdoor pavilion there. Maybe we can have him there as a speaker. Also, we're going to do a party over at the Iron Pig Pavilion at the New South location. And we got to coordinate dates and times and get everything figured out. Ticket sales probably for that one in Gaylord. We'll let you know what the price is. But again, you got to set aside $500, people. We definitely need you to be part of all these events this year. We're going to have fun. We're going to educate. We're going to engage. We are going to motivate. And this is the plan for 2025. So 2025 is the year we become alive. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCY Sheboygan. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put it...